time now for a few of your letters. Stephen Robinson of North Andover, Massachusetts, enjoyed the story about the Lincoln Brigade, the men who fought against fascism in the Spanish Civil War. I was somewhat familiar with the history of this group, he writes. Having worked for a Lincoln Brigade veteran for about a year during the late 80s, my former boss was none other than Jack Shaffron, who was featured in this piece. The image of this crotchety old man urinating on Franco's grave was priceless. Thank you for that. Julian Chazen of San Diego also enjoyed that segment, writing, I was especially pleased to hear of Clarence Kalin speaking from a wheelchair at the reunion of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, a name well known as the outspoken voice of the truth from the left perspective, but beloved for all of his gentle, principled arguments. When the story of the brigade began, I remarked to my wife that Clarence should be on that program. In the next instant, there he was, speaking out his words of wisdom. Bob Maranto of Villanova, Pennsylvania, had a different view. Your reporter forgot to mention that these idealistic American volunteers fought for a communist-dominated Spanish government, which put George Orwell on its death list. I've no doubt that the Lincoln Brigade fighters were idealistic, but like the Hitler Youth, theirs was an idealism in the service of evil.